From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is visiting Saudi Arabia Wednesday as part of a regional tour aimed at convincing skeptical allies about the benefits of the Iran nuclear deal. Saudi officials have neither publicly condemned nor endorsed the Iran nuclear agreement, announced on July 14th. Carter is to hold meetings with King Salman as well as the Saudi defense ministers and before heading back to Jordan for a meeting with the Jordanian military leadership. He flew to Jordan from Israel, where he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to provide reassurances of continued U.S. security support following Iran's nuclear agreement. Police in northern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber riding a motorbike killed 19 people and wounded nearly 40 others Wednesday in a crowded marketplace. The deputy police provincial police chief told reporters the attack in Almar district of the Faryab province was apparently aimed at military personnel. But he said the majority of the victims were innocent civilians, and the death toll is expected to rise. No one has yet claimed responsibility for the violence. At least 20 people were killed in northern Cameroon Wednesday in two suicide bombings that officials are blaming a Nigerian militant group, Boko Haram. The attacks happened simultaneously at a large market and a residential neighborhood, Amarua, the capital of Cameroon's far north region. A businessman in the market told VOA that hundreds of people were wounded and taken to hospitals. The governor of the region said authorities are investigating, but voiced strong suspicion that the attack was the work of Boko Haram. This is the VOA News.